And we're all still coming down from the Super Bowl, 24-10 defeat by the Carolina Panthers at the hands of the Denver Broncos. Great season for Carolina making it to the Super Bowl, but of course a disappointing ending. And joining us now to talk about it, she's been following the Panthers since day one, Deborah Strohman, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School professor and sports commentator. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And what's your take on the Super Bowl? I know we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. We're rooting for the Panthers, but a little bit bittersweet either way because you wanted to see Peyton Manning go out on a high note, which he did, but always a tough loss for the team that loses, and in that case, it happened to be our team.
Well, it's important for us to do what the Panthers will struggle with over the next week is to shift gears and just be grateful for the amazing season. To go 17-1 and then get into the Super Bowl, have the opportunity to bring the entire world's attention to North and South Carolina is a great thing. But it's definitely a punch in the stomach. I don't think most people thought that Denver could really shut down the just very powerful offense. But they were able to do that. And if you're definitely a very avid football fan, you study the game, you've been around the game, you know that that was a game that was very, very high quality. For those folks who generally don't watch football too much and, you know, will come in on the big games and enjoy the parties, it was probably a struggle because you didn't see the scoring, you didn't see the amazing offensive plays. But Denver, I salute their coaching staff, and certainly Von Miller, who was able to be the MVP by shutting down the run and the pass. So kudos to Denver. Very, very troubling. And it's time for Panther Nation just to be grateful and thankful and think about what could possibly be in the years to come.
And just another reminder that defense ultimately wins Super Bowls. I was looking before the Super Bowl, we're sort of looking at Super Bowl trivia and Super Bowl statistics and records, and it's really fascinating just to look at the great quarterback performances in the Super Bowl. You look at the quarterbacks who had the best performances in terms of pass yardage, the ones who threw the most passes, completed the most passes, had the most yards in a Super Bowl. Those teams tended to lose. It's defense that wins, and that's what happened in Super Bowl 50.
Well, exactly. And when you look at the statistics, you can actually find those type of kernels, those type of things that can make the difference in how you think the game will play out. But certainly the big stage, I'm not buying the argument that the Panthers were distracted. I think they had the focus. I think that they dialed in. They had the feel-good stories as well. They had a coach going through cancer. They had Davis, the amazing all-pro linebacker, get hurt, and the medical staff did an amazing job to even get him ready to play. So I'm not buying that they were distracted with all the hype that goes with the Super Bowl. I just actually believe that Denver not only played the better game, but also they were out-strategized. The coaches really, really had the nice defensive strategy to force Cam Newton to pass the ball down the field.
And we will say, as a silver lining to fans of football around here in Chapel Hill, congratulations to Sylvester Williams, Tar Heel alum, who is with the Denver Broncos. So he's got a Super Bowl ring, right?
Absolutely. And it's great to see the number of Tar Heels and ACC players that continue to make a difference at the next level. You know, a lot of people say that the Southeastern Conference, the SEC, is the powerhouse because of the number of national championships that they win year in and year out. But I think, at least over the past, I think it's the past 7 years, the ACC has put more young men into the NFL. And, of course, we had an opportunity with Clemson this year, and, of course, Florida State won it 2 years ago. But we do play great football in the ACC, and we had Trey Boston, who was on the Panthers roster. I don't know if many people remember Kevin King. He was a trainer for UNC football a few years ago, and he's one of the trainers on the Panthers sidelines now. So the Tar Heels are definitely represented well.
I'm speaking with Deb Stroman, UNT Keenan Flagler Business School, talking about the Super Bowl right now and looking back on it. And Deb, what's your take on Cam Newton? This has been the other source of discussion today. Cam Newton has been so expressive, so excited, gets into the Super Bowl, has a bad outing, and then comes off, goes into the press conference, and sort of walks out halfway through, which I think rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. But what's your take on it?
Well, I'm hoping that this is a story that will die very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I am certainly not giving Cam Newton a pass, but he was actually required, NFL requires, because he's at work, he is an employee, to attend the post-game press conference. And he chose to be rather aloof. He kept his hoodie on. He answered the questions, you know, I don't even know if he did one complete full sentence. But it was just very short answered. And then finally, when he did express himself, he just basically said that they got outplayed and he made some errant passes. He took blame. He also talked about how Denver was the better team. But just the demeanor, the etiquette, I found it to be unprofessional. Now, he's young. He's going to learn from that. He's going to have to understand that those people who criticize the Panthers, and in particular Cam Newton, all year, this is exactly what they wanted to see. Someone who is full of high emotion that would not be able to turn it off at wins, whether or not they win or they lose. So right now there's a lot of conversation going around, in particular social media, saying that Cam is a crybaby. He doesn't know how to lose gracefully. But I just see it as definitely his first time on the big stage, and he is going to have to be better, and certainly to not to impress people, but to at least show that you have the respect of people who support you and those who don't. It's also important to note that Peyton Manning stated on the Today Show today that Cam Newton was very graceful, very humble when they chatted after the game, and that he has complete respect for Cam Newton. But again, that press conference is very troubling to a lot of people.
Yeah, and I mean, I saw the pictures of Cam Newton's congratulating Peyton Manning after the game, and there was, you know, nothing there that was worth saying anything about. And I think Michael Irvin said it on the one of the post game wrap ups. He said, "Look, I can't even really speak to what Cam Newton was thinking in that press conference because I've never lost a Super Bowl, and so many of us have never lost a Super Bowl. We haven't been in that position to get right up there to the very pinnacle of your profession and then come up just short, and not having been there, and who knows if you're going to get back there again. It's got to be a rough feeling."
Well, and a lot of people are saying that the Panthers, oh, Cam is young and we have such a strong team, but I think we all learned from Dan Marino and the Miami Dolphins that you can have a great quarterback. You know, everyone knows that Dan Marino went on to Hall of Fame, but the point is, it is not guaranteed. There's injuries. There's changes. Anything could happen. Now, I think they'll definitely be ranked preseason in terms of being one of the top two or three teams to win it all, but there are no guarantees. I'm hopeful that they can put it together. Certainly, they're going to be very determined, just like Seattle. I don't like to compare quarterbacks and how you handle a press conference, but we can all look at Russell Wilson and see how he handled last year's loss, which I think was a lot more painful than what the Panthers went through this year.
Mm-hmm. And what is it? I think the Panthers are 10-1 right now. If you want to go to Vegas and bet on the 2017 Super Bowl, I think they're second right behind the Patriots, something like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And as long as the Patriots have Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they'll be right up there. And hopefully we can continue and be that type of dominating franchise where we expect the Panthers to be in the NFC Championship every year.
All right. We're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, UNC Keenan Flagler Business School. And before we let you go, I want to say a little bit about the fact that we're now a week into Black History Month, which, of course, is being commemorated all over the country. But talk about Black History Month in the context of sports, because there are so many great African-American pioneers who made such great strides, not just in sports, but also through sports, making a difference in society as a whole.
That's right. And I think many people would say that sport can be that platform, it can be that model for society where we all come together, and not that we are color blind, but we are color brave, and that we embrace all the different ethnicities, and we try to have one inclusive America. And certainly UNC has a great history of providing the platform, certainly allowing athletes to develop, to go to the next level, whether that's professionally or to the Olympics. And UNC Athletics, this is our third year now. We like to make mention, we like to showcase, we like to celebrate our top athletes, and we call them trailblazers. So this month, we are going to celebrate Sharon Couch Fikes and Phil Ford. Of course, people know Phil Ford. He is Mr. Tar Heel. He is beloved. In fact, he's considered probably one of the kindest Tar Heel athletes that have ever played a sport here. But his everyone knows his jersey's retired. He's been a three-time All-American, who's named ACC Male Athlete of the Year, National Player of the Year, and currently Phil has several charitable pursuits, but he founded the Phil Ford Foundation to help fight childhood obesity. And I remember Phil telling the story of he had his basketball camp and he saw a little chubby boy that really couldn't do the dribbling exercises. And he was so moved by that, he said, we must do better. And he started this wonderful foundation. Sharon Couch Fikes, she is one of the most amazing track and field women in the country. But she was the first black woman to win the prestigious Patterson Medal here at UNC. And she also went on to compete in the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games. But two wonderful people. We're going to celebrate them. Certainly we're hoping that everybody comes out to the basketball game. I believe it's against Miami. Mm-hmm. But we would love to see people come out and recognize those two amazing Tar Heels.
Is there a place where people can find out more about Sharon Couch Fikes and Phil Ford online?
Absolutely. So the big UNC Athletics website, GoHeels.com, and certainly you can just search on the Tar Heel Trailblazers, but if not, it might pop up. You know, they have this number of pictures that flow through the homepage. But the Trailblazers are a big, big event for UNC Athletics.
All right. A lot more on that as the month goes on. Deb Strom at UNC Keenan Flagler Business School, thank you so much.
Thank you.